Always thought-provoking and informative. Forget the spin and media bias from the left and right. We know you are sick and tired of being told what to think, how to act, and what you can and can't do. Direct from the Ustream It Broadcast Network, it's time for another edition of the Last Christian Newscast and Radio Show with your hosts, J.D. Williams and T.L. Farley. Real news and biblical common sense analysis starts in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Last Christian Newscast and Radio Show. We certainly appreciate you being with us, and we got some breaking news to tell you about right off the top tonight. But first of all, I do want to welcome everybody in, let you know my name is J.D. Williams here in East Texas, and there in the Dallas and Fort Worth area is my co-host, my good friend, and I want to emphasize this every time, my brother in Christ, Mr. T.L. Terry Farley. Amen. How are you doing there, Terry?
Saved and on my way to heaven. All the rest of this is just loose change.
There you go. Now, I did tell you guys that I got some breaking news for you. I'm going to go ahead and put my breaking news banner up there for everybody to see that is watching us in visual form, and let you know that I talked last time in the last show, and I told you that beginning on May the 2nd, that we were going to be carried on all of our affiliates for the full hour. Remember me saying that? Well, throw that out. We're doing it today. We're doing it today. This show now, we are going a full hour on all affiliates today. And I want to give special thanks to Mr. Bob Thibodeau. He's got He has the Evangelism Radio. That is the number one digital brand or digital broadcasting radio station for Christian talk, Christian radio talk in the world. Okay, number one in the world, Evangelism Radio. So, you know, we salute you, Brother Bob, and we appreciate you carrying the Last Christian Newscast and Radio Show. We appreciate all of our affiliates. And, hey, if you guys got some news for us, well, you let me know, and I'll make sure that we get you a mention on air as well. But Terry, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to go back to Matthew chapter number 24. I believe, now we covered Matthew 24 months ago, okay? Yeah. But since then, there's been so much happen in the world that a lot has changed. And I believe that we are seeing the last days play out right before our very eyes. And we're going to really be highlighting Matthew 24. I missed the first two verses, I believe, last time around. I put those in. I put them in because we're not, you know, I'm not hiding anything. We are going to highlight the entire thing. The Bible is true from Genesis through Revelation, and we're going to highlight every bit of it. Okay. Before we get into that, or I don't know, I'm going to let you call it, Terry. You want to talk about news? You want to talk about Matthew 24? Which one do you want to talk about?
First, I want to talk about the Bible. I want people to know that I believe the Bible from the Holy Bible all the way to the cowhide leather.
Amen. I am with you on that. So I'll tell you what. Let's start off here with what we didn't talk about last time. Okay?
Okay.
This is Matthew 24, and we're going to be looking here at, let's see, Matthew 24, 1 through 3. And Terry, if you can see that, I'll go ahead and let you read it.
All right. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down."
Okay, stop right there for a second. Stop right there for a second, because I want to highlight the fact that Jesus called it. Okay, this is called calling your shot. Okay, and he highlighted the fact that a temple that was the pride of Jerusalem, the pride of the Jewish nation, he said not one stone to be on top of the other one. Okay, and I guarantee you that had people back then. Remember now, this was a statement that he made to the disciples only. He was not broadcasting this on the Mount of Olives, okay? He was telling this to Jews only. He was telling this to his followers.
In conversation, in regular conversation.
Right. And so he advised his disciples, hey, you see this temple? Not one stone's going to be on top of the other. I guarantee you every one of them looked at that and said, man, you know, I mean, we have lost one temple, but this, you know, I mean, it. Can you imagine something that huge? That'd be like basically like losing the city of New York or something, you know, in as far as comparison goes.
And they were emphasizing the beauty of it. How, man, like, why is this not something? Is this not beautiful? You know, so that's that. And then he turns around and wrecks the whole thing for him verbally. So.
Right. And so, you know, that's a pretty bold statement to make. And this is just another example of where the Bible comes true. Everything the Bible has said has come true or is a prophecy yet to come true. And of
which
course,
will,
which will eventually come true. And we are on the precipice right now of seeing Bible scripture, the final prophecies of the Bible coming true in our lifetime, in my opinion. Okay.
Yep.
And I don't think you can read the Bible any other way and say that we are not the final generation. Would you agree with that, Terry?
Yeah, I don't know how it could get much closer than this. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of where we are going here. And now I'm going to put this back up on screen again, and you can finish the last part of this particular slide here. The signs of the times and the end of the age, they're in verse number 3.
Yeah, now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately and saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Okay, and again, now, he is sitting there on the Mount of Olives, and we talked about this in the last show. These are the disciples. The disciples are asking Jesus a question. You know, tell us, when will these things be? But the important thing in my mind there is that it came to them privately. Again, he was not broadcasting this to everyone, even though it was eventually going to be known to everybody. He was saying this privately to them, which in my opinion, again, puts them in the classification of Christians rather than Jews. Now that's, again, that's my, you know, I told Terry.
Also, sure, we can put a spin on that by going back. If you want to look at the verse again, it says they came to him privately.
Right.
Now
right.
He did say it to them privately, but we want to see the picture of them coming to him. Just like if I came to you backstage or behind the mic, when I said, hey, Joel, what about such and such?
Right.
And then you said, well, this is what's going to, you know, it's almost that kind of a thing.
Right. And of course, they were very interested in the end of the age. You know, they were very interested. I mean, the Jews may have been, you know, they may have had their temple. They may have, you know, been living in Jerusalem and, you know, all that. But the thing is, they were still subjective or subjects, basically, to the Romans, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Rome, there was a difference between a Roman citizen and a Jewish resident, I guess is the best way.
Yeah.
So they were very interested. You know, I mean, the Messiah, you know, that's supposed to, you know, be the end all, right? And they looked at Jesus as being the Messiah and they said, okay, when's the end of the age coming then? You know, I mean, it's hard to imagine what they must have been thinking and must have been feeling. But, you know, anyway, he was laying it out for them. And he started with that shocker that this temple's not going to be around. You know, and I'm sure that was a major shocker to him. Okay, now we're going to get into the continuation of Matthew 24 here in just a few minutes. That's kind of a teaser. Keep y'all going, let you know that we're going to discuss each and every verse kind of closely. And we're going to, Terry called a spin. I told Terry before we started, I don't want to call it an interpretation because you're not supposed to interpret scripture. But look, if I say the word interpret, please understand, I don't mean I'm interpreting the word of God. It's just, it's the closest thing I can get to saying, this is my opinion of what the scripture is saying to me specifically as I read the Bible. That's it, okay? I can be wrong in what I'm thinking, and Terry could be right. Terry could be wrong in what he's thinking. I could be right. And as I told him, we could both be wrong. Okay, that's how it works. That's how prophecy
works. Well, I hope one of us gets it right.
Yeah, but in the end, we all end up in the same place because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. And the point of this entire thing is we're looking for that last individual to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior before the rapture, because just like there is a last play in any football game, there is that last individual to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior before the rapture of the church. And again, people will be saved after the rapture. However, if you accept Jesus Christ after the rapture, you better be prepared for a pretty miserable life, because you got at least a part of the 7 years of hell on earth to go through before Jesus and all of us who did accept him before the rapture of the church come back and save your butt. Okay? I mean, I'm just being really blunt with you here, but we're going to come back with Jesus. We're going to be looking at his back and your front, and we're coming back. And for those of you who accept Jesus Christ after the rapture of the church, we're here to help you. And for those that don't, well, I feel sorry for you, because God's going to judge you, you know, and that's not to scare you. I'm just telling you the truth. If you don't believe me, pick up a Bible and read it. Okay, just pick it up and read it. Okay, Terry, before we go any further, I'm going to give you your 2 minutes. We do this in each and every show. I give Terry 2 minutes in both halves of the Last Christian Newscast and Radio Show. We call it 2 minutes with Terry, at least I do. He calls it something else, but regardless, here is Mr. T.L. Terry Farley with 2 minutes from Terry.
Welcome to the Last Christian Call, Engaging the Sword, today. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. James 1:19. The proud have hid a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They've set gins for me. Psalm 140, verse 5. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Psalm 131, verse 9. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, Ephesians 6, verses 16, 17. The psalmist prays to the Lord that he recognizes the proud have hidden a snare for you and cords which to bind you and imprison you. They have spread a net to capture you by the wayside. They know the path Jesus is leading you on. They have set gins for you, the Hebrew word mokashe, a noose for catching animals. The snares, the gins, the traps set by the workers of iniquity reveal their lane for you. Follow Jesus. And now you are with Jesus, and Jesus is the way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, 105. Roughly a millennia, 1,000 years before Jesus walked the earth, David wrote the 23rd Psalm, which begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Just over 1,000 years later, Jesus saw the masses following him in John chapter 6, including the women and children. There could easily have been over 15,000 people. Jesus commanded the disciples, and Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now, there was much grass in the place.
All right, Terry, I got to cut you off right there, and we'll pick it up in the second half of the show. One thing that you mentioned there, though, that I want to comment on is the count. Because, you know, you said it could be this many with women and children. And what we need to explain to people that don't understand the Bible is that in the days that we're speaking of, in the days of Jesus Christ, and in the days prior to that, from Moses, going back as far as that, only men were counted. They didn't count the women, and they didn't count the children. So when you're looking at the biblical counts, just keep that in mind. I just wanted to clarify that because you mentioned
it, Terry. Good. Amen. Okay.
All right.
Well done.
Now, I was going to talk, and I'm going to show you some things that I was going to talk about and that we're not. Okay? We're not going to talk about the U.S. debt ceiling. Okay? That's a topic. The Republicans are going to do it. Okay, they're going to raise the debt ceiling. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about this scapegoat, this 21-year-old kid that's been accused of releasing intelligence information that he shouldn't have had any access to in the first place. That's called being a scapegoat. That's called somebody not taking responsibility. We used to have a president that said the buck stops here, and we got a president now that says the buck stops anywhere else except here. Okay, next, I'm not going to talk about the Wall Street Journal reporter that is stuck right now in Russia. And I'm sure that we'll trade some people that have some really high secrets about the United States. We'll trade those back to Russia to get this Wall Street journalist. I guarantee you that, because it's important to take care of journalists that support you and you really, when you really don't care whether or not there's anything, any security with the United States of America. Right? Okay.
That's right.
Now, one thing we are going to talk about is we're going to talk about this. Let's listen to this report really, really quick.
The UK government has warned that Russian cyber mercenaries are working to disrupt or destroy the country's IT systems. Cabinet Minister Oliver Dowden issued an official threat notice at a security conference in Belfast. Adam Solomons reports from London.
Government Minister Oliver Dowden told guests at the UK's flagship cybersecurity conference that IT companies need to be more vigilant towards what he called ideologically motivated Russian hackers, warning that the war in Ukraine had inspired Kremlin allies to try and destabilise Britain's cyber defences. At the same conference, the head of the UK's National Cybersecurity Centre, Lindy Cameron, warned that China's rise as a technology superpower posed what she called an epoch-defining threat to Britain. Adam Solomons, London.
Okay, in addition to the Russian cyber attack, or whatever you want to call it, on the UK, I can guarantee you that China is developing a lot of stuff too. Okay, and you know, the United States wasn't concerned about a balloon that was gathering a lot of data for a week over the top of us, and I understand that went on for about 6 years before that. So, you know, I think that you're going to see a lot more activity with the Russians and with the Chinese in the days to come as far as anything with cyber and also with spying. And by the way, first written news report here, this is coming out of Moscow. This is from Reuters, by the way. And it said that the Russian military has launched a video campaign to lure more professional soldiers to fight in the Ukraine, which challenges those interested to show that they are a real man and swap what it casts as a humdrum civilian life for the battlefield. The ads are set to music, and they follow a report from the British military intelligence and Russian media reports that suggests Moscow is seeking to recruit up to 400,000 professional soldiers on a volunteer basis to bolster its forces in the Ukraine. The ad has so far been released on major Russian social media sites. The ad, which invites men to sign a contract with the Russian Defense Ministry for a salary starting at, I want you to listen to these numbers carefully, okay? The salary is 204,000 rubles, and I understand people don't know what rubles are, okay? So the equivalent there is $2,495 a month. It shows a man in a supermarket dressed in military uniform holding a heavy machine gun. He is then shown in uniform of a security guard with the question, is this the kind of defender you dreamt of becoming? Next in the video, a man is walking through the fog with other soldiers on what looks like a battlefield. He is then shown as a gym instructor helping a client lift weights. Then here's the quote, is this really where your strength lies? The video asks, before cutting to a taxi driver taking a client's fare who then transforms into a soldier on the battlefield. You're a real man. Be one. So you can see that they are doing everything that they can to entice people to come into the Russian military as they prepare to continue the fight in the Ukraine. They're not going anywhere, Terry. This fight's going to go on. your comments.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they're making a movie thing out of this, and my goodness, the poor people that are involved in it. It's the whole thing is sick, you know. Oh, yeah. The world is going worse and worse. People killing each other for no reason. Kids rioting in the streets. Right. That's real news, by the way. I thought I'd throw that in.
Well, yeah. You got riots in the streets, all right. You know, you got riots in the streets in Iran that have been going on for a long time. And, there's a lot of them. There's a lot. You know, we have endured a lot here in the United States, too.
Yeah.
Now, here is a report that I think is extremely interesting, okay, and this is about Pakistan. Pakistan has just become the latest country to snap up cheap Russian oil. Now, if you didn't know this already, there are many countries that have stepped in that are helping Russia, and actually, I have reports coming in from all over the world, and if you guys don't believe me, again, I encourage you to look this up, okay? But the reports are very, very specific in that the sanctions about Russian oil, gas, coal, those are completely wiped out. They are not feeling any impact from that anymore, and here's why. Because China has increased its buying. India has increased its buying. And now you have Pakistan, and Pakistan has placed its first order for Russian oil since the war with Ukraine began, becoming the latest country to snap up Moscow's crude at a discount. Now, this crude oil traded it at just under $66 a barrel at the last check, okay, making Russian oil around $10 cheaper than a barrel of West Texas Intermediate and $15 a barrel cheaper than the Brent crude. And I'm not up to speed on the difference between Brent crude and anything else, okay? Now, here's the kicker, of course. It says, like Pakistan, India and China have both also seized the opportunity to import Moscow's crude at a discount, helping to prop up its revenues despite the U.S. and European Union's sanctions. Western countries agreed to cap Russian crude at $60 a barrel late last year, but India and China pay prices above that level, according to Reuters. So, in other words, these sanctions, Mr. Biden, Mr. Biden, are not working. They're not working. The Russians are still making their money. And of course, we who could really make a difference if we were still selling oil as we were under the 45th president of the United States, if we were still doing that, then this wouldn't be happening. Mr. Biden, wake up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. It's too late for you.
Okay. Now, wait, listen, he's on his nap. Now, come on, be easy there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's not ice cream time yet. Okay, so anyway, we'll put that one to the side and just say that this is just another indication that what we have been talking about, Terry, for months and months and months is that energy just may well be that hook in the jaw that brings Russia down to take care of Israel, because Israel has all these great reserves, natural gas, and I believe that they're going to strike some big oil fields coming up really soon here.
So do I.
And when that happens, yeah, we both own, and don't mention the name, okay, but we both own stock in a company that is drilling over there because we're Christians and it's a Christian organization. Okay.
And we're supporting Israel.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, I believe that that is going to be the hook in the jaw that brings them down, because I think that there's going to be some other things play into this, and we'll get into that as we go on in the show today. One thing I did want to mention real quick also is the Ukraine. They have now officially requested, they have appealed to the NATO chief for membership in NATO. Okay. Yeah. Now, you realize, of course, that Russia is never going to go for that. I mean, Finland has just become a member of NATO, and Russia said that just put a target on their back. Did you see that one? Russia made that statement. They put a target on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweden wants in. Russia says, you get in, you're going to have a target on you too. All right. And obviously, they're already in the Ukraine. So let's say for a second here that NATO is dumb enough to approve a measure that puts the Ukraine in NATO right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say that they're stupid enough to do that. What happens next?
Mm-hmm.
What happens after that? You got any ideas here?
Here comes Russia.
Well, I mean, they're already there. They're already in there. Okay. Yeah, they're already there. So it's not here comes Russia. It's here comes World War III. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Because as soon as they become a NATO country, then by the NATO agreement, any attack on a NATO country is an attack on all NATO countries. Russia's already there, so the first soldier that fires in something that's been going on now for over a year, the first one that fires, okay, then you have NATO's agreement has to kick into place. Mm-hmm. Now you got an attack, and now I promise you, you got tactical nuclear weapons flying in both directions or multiple directions, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and we've discussed this many times, and we probably will right up until the first shot is fired. But, you know, there's that hook in the jaw, and we don't know what that's going to be. And I believe, as you've talked about yourself, sudden wealth that's down there below them in Israel, and that's what's going to – and at that point, they're not going to care one way or another who belongs to who. They know where they're going, and they know where to point their tanks and the rest of it. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
Well, I mean, what we're trying to do is put this in the context of reading the Bible. And, you know, if you do read the Bible, you go to Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, you kind of pick up on what Terry's looking at right there. Mm-hmm. Also, Isaiah 17, it says Damascus is not going to exist anymore. So 17:1, for those of you that want to look it up. We're going to talk about all this for months, or at least until Jesus shouts, which could be today. It could be right now. It could be tomorrow. It could be next year. It could be 10 years from now. We don't know, but why risk it if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ? Take care of that. Now then, I don't have to say for those of you not getting the show anymore. Instead, what I'm going to do is say we're going to be back with the second half right after the break, and we hope you're enjoying the conversation. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Attention podcasters, influencers, media personalities, content creators, and aspiring or existing radio personalities. KRRB Revelation Radio now offers the opportunity to broadcast or syndicate both new or existing shows to all 50 states and more than 160 countries around the world. And if you currently operate a radio station, we offer you the opportunity to add several popular shows in virtually every genre for broadcast on your station. Choose programming from 30 minutes to 2 hours, with each internationally syndicated show adding quality content sure to grow your listening audience. We even have excellent optional services to help you promote your show or station. These services are not only designed for audio use on the radio, but also include tools for use on social media, even YouTube. For more information, visit www.revelationradio.net or email the Ustreamit LLC Broadcast Network at office@ustreamit.net today.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of the Last Christian Newscast and Radio Show. Well, I took it down too fast, Terry. I had a screen up there. For those that are watching this thing in visual form, put it back up here real quick.
Yeah.
We would love for you guys to go to www.lastchristian.net because this is the home of both the Last Christian Newscast and Radio Show as well as the Last Christian Podcast, which, by the way, Terry Farley's going to be on in a couple of weeks. But what I wanted to point out to people, if I could, I'm hoping I can make this work here. Give it a shot. It doesn't look like it wants to do it. Try one last time. Anyway, if you would like to add if you would like to add your radio station as one of our affiliates, all you got to do is go to www.lastchristian.net. You'll see a place there that says add our show, and you can add it, and you can get it free. Put it on your radio station. We'd love to have it. Why is it free? Because we want to get the word of Jesus Christ out across the world. That's why. So I don't care how many affiliates we got, and we got a bunch, okay? I don't care how many we got. I don't care how many people view YouTube, and I'm going to talk about YouTube here just for a second, okay? I shared this with Terry, and this is true. We had a run-in with them not too long ago. And they didn't like something that we presented. It was factual. It was scientific. But because it didn't go with the company line, as I like to call it, they took us down for a week. Okay? Because, you know, they think they're God. They're not. They're going to meet God one of these days. But they think they're God. Yeah. Okay. Well, we had a problem with YouTube. And when we came back, we noticed a significant drop in the number of people that show to watch our show. That's because, and I'm going to make this really clear. This isn't, you know, I can prove this. And if I need to prove it to Facebook, they need to understand I took a screenshot of it. Okay? There is a major difference in who can see it and who can't see our show. And the reason I say that is because when you have something that shows your stats and they say, okay, you had 15 people watch this particular show. You go, wow, that's a major drop off. And 15 people watch it? Really? What happened to my audience? And then you look over at video likes. Okay? Who liked the video? And I've got like 6,000 likes. 6,000 likes, but only 15 people watched it. Okay. Sorry, YouTube. I caught you. I caught you, and I took a screenshot of it. So try it again, and I'll put that screenshot up on Rumble. I'll put it on Twitter. I'll put it on Facebook. I'll put it everywhere I can, and I will encourage all of my friends that have YouTube to do the same thing, and we will expose you. Okay, so just to understand, if you don't think that you're that we're being seen on YouTube, yes, we are, and we do appreciate you. If you would like, you can of course subscribe to the channel. We'd love for you to do that. We just want to get the message out. That's what we're all about. We want to get the message out. Okay. So now, President Abbas, you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, President Abbas met with the Saudi Crown Prince. And the president briefed the Saudi Crown Prince on the latest political developments of the Palestinian cause and the situation in the occupied Palestinian territories. Now, the Crown Prince affirmed the kingdom's firm stance in support of the Palestinian cause and for the Palestinian people to obtain their freedom and independence. They are growing their alliance. There was a lot of speculation that Saudi Arabia might be ready to sign a peace treaty with Israel. And all of a sudden, China jumped in. And instead of going ahead with that agreement, they signed an agreement with Iran instead. Okay, and they put so all of a sudden, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's kind of backed off. He's not talking about it anymore. He was talking about it a lot until that happened. So I think even he's got some ideas that maybe things aren't going so well in that realm anymore. As a matter of fact, I've got another report here. This is from the Israel National News that following the Iran Saudi deal, Prime Minister Netanyahu is warning Saudi Arabia about Iran. He said, those who partner with Iran partner with misery. Look at Lebanon. Look at Yemen. Look at Syria. Look at Iraq. Now, this was Netanyahu speaking with CNBC. He said 95% of the problems in the Middle East emanate from Iran. Netanyahu denied, this one's a little bit strange here, Netanyahu denied awareness of any Chinese initiative to intercede to end the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinian Arabs. Okay, I got something here in a minute that completely contradicts that. Okay, he says, I'm not aware of any specific offer of this kind. Look, we respect China. We deal with China a great deal, but we also know we have an indispensable alliance with our great friend, the United States, and that great friend, the United States, isn't going to help him a bit. They're just, we're not going to help him.
Yeah.
I mean, we may have under 45, and we may have under every other president, but under bumbling Biden, we're not going to lift a finger, in my opinion. Okay.
I think you're right. Yeah.
The Saudi officials have repeatedly said, and this is important, Saudi officials have repeatedly said that a Palestinian state with Eastern Jerusalem as its capital is a prerequisite for Saudi Arabia to normalize ties with Israel. And I'm going to again say, with 100% certainty, absolute certainty, and even biblical certainty, that ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, you know, you can kind of write that one off. And as I said, I was going to tell y'all about something, you know, where Netanyahu said he didn't know anything about all this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Chinese foreign minister, we're ready to help facilitate Israel and the Palestinian Authority in peace talks. That's from the Israel National News. This isn't somebody else that Netanyahu wouldn't know about. This is coming from the Israel National News. So he's aware of it. He's very much aware.
What were the dates? What were the times of publication of these two things?
Same day, today.
The same day. All right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, same day, today.
It's a good question. Go ahead.
Okay. China's foreign minister told his Israel and Palestinian Arab counterparts that his country is ready to help facilitate peace talks between the two sides. That was reported by the Associated Press before this one. Okay. Quinn made, I'm guessing his pronunciation is Q-I-N.
Okay.
Anyway, Quinn made separate phone calls to the two officials on Monday. According to the report, in which he expressed China's concern over intensifying tensions between Israel and the Palestinian Arabs and its support for resumption of peace talks. When stressed in his talks with the foreign minister, Eli Cohen, and that's foreign minister for Israel, that Saudi Arabia and Iran have set a good example of overcoming differences through dialogue. So, in other words, China is telling Israel, look what we did with Saudi Arabia and Iran. We can do the same thing with Israel and Palestine. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, last thing I want to emphasize here is that China has more than once offered to mediate talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, but has also expressed support for a two-state solution with an independent, fully sovereign Palestinian state bounded by the pre-1967 borders and with Eastern Jerusalem as its capital. In other words, give Palestine everything they want, 100%. And even if they did that, Terry, even if they did that, I guarantee you the Palestinians would turn it down, even if they did.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the reason that I say that is because they have turned down every proposal that has ever been made to, and this goes back to even before Israel was a country. And if you don't believe me, look it up. Okay, Terry, it is time once again for Terry to kick in here with some good stuff. Remember, I call it good cop, bad cop, where I'm always the bad cop and he's always the good one. But anyway, it's time now for 2 minutes with Terry. And Terry, you are up until you get done right now.
Just over 1,000 years later, Jesus saw the masses following him in John chapter 6, including the women and the children. There could easily have been over 15,000 people. Jesus commanded the disciples, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. Again, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Jesus makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still, calm waters, preparing us for battle. He calls, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Peter admonishes in 1 Peter 5, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But by the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Peter has already given the supreme encouragement in verse 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, hallelujah, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. Paul's confirming a affirmation, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. Maranatha, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen, Terry. Amen. Okay, some other stuff that we're not going to go into detail on today, but that I am going to mention, because we are a newscast and we got to mention this stuff to keep that classification going, right? Number one, South Korea has announced that they may help with arms, sending them to the Ukraine. North Korea has just the leader there, Little Kim, whatever you want to call him, he has announced that they are about to launch a spy satellite. They have not given a date yet, but they are making it known to the world that they are going to fire off a spy satellite. Mr. Putin has visited with some commanders in the Ukrainian region there getting up to speed on what they plan to do next, basically.
Yep. Okay.
As far as the there's also a Black Sea shipment of grain and other materials from the Ukraine. Russia has allowed that to go on. That's about to come to an end. They're trying to ramp that up if they can. And then the Sudan Civil War. We may be able to get into the Sudan Civil War before we're done today. But the thing that if not, it's going to be going for a while. So, you know, we'll be able to talk about that, I'm sure. But anyway, I wanted to get back into Matthew again. So I'm going to put this next scripture up here on the screen. This is Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 8. Terry, can you read that for me?
And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows.
The beginning, yeah, not the end. Okay, and the end is not come. Okay, he's talking about the things that people should look for. But again, as I said in the last show, I believe strongly that he is talking about Jews and the perception of Jews in Israel, not the perception of Americans in America or Chinese citizens in China, but what is obvious to the people of Israel. Okay, I believe firmly in that. And that's why the rumors of war thing is so important, because there's a heck of a lot of rumors of war. You got Iran saying that they are prepared now to tell their proxies to attack from the north, south, east, and west with over 250,000 or a quarter of a million missiles that are pointed at every inch of Israel. That's never happened before in the history of time, right?
No, that's a new one.
Yeah, so I think the perception of Israel is what he's talking about. So I think if you, I think if we as a world look at this from the perception of Israel, that Matthew chapter 24 begins to make a heck of a lot more sense at that point. So now we're going to look at Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 through 14. And here, Terry, remember I told you that we may have a difference of opinion? Okay. Here we go. All right, go ahead.
Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then the end will come.
Okay. I believe it is my opinion, again, not an interpretation, but an opinion based on what I am reading there, that he is talking post-rapture. I believe that Jesus Christ is speaking post-rapture. Okay. So let me put this back up here again and let you guys look at it. Okay. First of all, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. Not through tribulation and kill you, but up to it. Okay. So this, again, he's speaking to the disciples. He's speaking to them privately. And I've already said that the way I view this is that they were considered to be Christians because they believe in Jesus Christ. They believe in him, but the Jewish nation does not. The Jewish nation does not believe in him. So he's saying, okay, they're going to deliver you right up until the minute of tribulation and kill you. And you're going to be hated by all the nations for my name's sake. Yeah, you sure are. Okay. And then many will be offended. Okay. Well, there's a lot of offense going on right now. Check out the streets of Tel Aviv and tell me that there's some people that aren't offended by what's going on right now. They're going to betray one another and they're going to hate one another. Again, look at the streets of Israel. Are they happy with each other? Or do they look like they love each other right now? Or do they look like that they hate each other? Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Well, we've had that, right? And that's in Israel a lot. And I mean a lot, right? And because lawlessness will abound. Well, what do you call all that stuff that's going on in the streets right now? All over, you know, and you got to include the West Bank, right? Because that's part of Israel. You got to include that. You got to include the Gaza Strip. That's part of Israel, isn't it? Okay. So, you know, you got all this lawlessness will abound and the love of many will grow cold. You've got Jews right now. Even Prime Minister Netanyahu said that they had some Jews were beginning to question Israel's right to Jerusalem. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the love of many growing cold. It really is, okay? But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Now, here's the disconnect, 12 and 13, okay? You got all the, you got everything that's happening now up through verse 12, and then in verse 13 it says, but he who endures to the end shall be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Okay, I personally believe that we're talking about the rapture right up there at, I think the rapture happens right before verse 13. And then those that endure the tribulation to the end shall be saved because they scream for Jesus Christ. They ask Jesus Christ. They believe now after seeing the Antichrist, after going through the tribulation, they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They call out for Jesus Christ, and then the end shall come. That is my opinion of that scripture. Terry, what's yours?
Yeah, because the tribulation is happening, and because he doesn't go to the beginning of it, he goes to the end in verse 13. He says, if you endure to the end, there's no instruction for Christians to endure until, oh, this is beautiful. Now you're getting me excited. There's no question. Jesus does not tell believers in him to endure until he shouts. Do you know what he tells them all through the New Testament? Anticipate my right. shout. In other words, right. we're not enduring. We're like, hey, is he coming? Is it coming? Is it yet? Is it today? Right. We're anticipating. But he says, if you miss the boat, you're going to endure until the end.
Right.
And if you do, you'll be saved.
Right. Yeah. If you hang on. And the thing is, and again, we've got a lot of listeners in Israel. So I want you guys, Terry, again, I always forget. I know it's Isaiah, but what the part there in Isaiah that the Jews...
Chapter 53.
53. Okay. Remind me.
He was despised. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And it goes on. Read the whole thing. It's got to be Jesus. There's no one else in history that fills Isaiah 53 so perfectly. And people have said, well, that's Israel. That is not Israel. Israel was not crucified. Israel goes on and on and on and on. And right. they are saved at the end of the... It's Jesus, because in 53, he's nailed to a cross and he dies,
right?
And then he comes out of the grave. So it can only be Jesus.
And people there in Israel think that that is in the New Testament and are surprised when they find out that it's in the Torah that is not taught. You know, they don't talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. They call it the Jesus scripture. But they equate it with the New Testament. Remind me, and I'll put that on a slide and show it to our audience one of these days.
I think
that's important, because again, we have a lot of people that listen to us in Israel. We have a lot of people that listen to us.
I'd love to do the whole chapter of 53 if we can. We could do like part in one show and part in another. But I would love to. That whole thing is just beautiful.
Oh, we can do that. I have no problem doing that. Okay. Right now we're in Matthew. Okay. I'm going to go through Matthew 24 completely. I don't care how many days or, you know, how many shows that it takes to get there. Because I believe that there is a lot there that needs to be discussed, right? So looking at time, I think we may have time to squeeze this one in. So I'm going to go ahead. If we don't make it all the way through, we can pick up with it next time. Okay.
That's right.
But this is Matthew 24, verses 15 through 22. Terry, if you want to read that.
Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. Let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant, to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
Amen. So now, in the last verses that we talked about, I said that I believed that the rapture occurred at, what was it, before 13?
At the end of 12, in 12, and 13 is when we go back into the tribulation.
Right, so he's laid that out. Now he comes back, and now he's going to give you some background. He's going to, you know, he kind of brings you up to date. He said, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, now that is the Antichrist entering the temple, the third temple that has not even been built yet. in Jerusalem, but that will be built there, okay? When you see that, spoken of by David, the prophet, standing in the holy place.
Daniel,
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
You know I got
easy
bad
to
eyes.
Do.
No, no, it's my right. eyes, Terry. It's my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Anyway, let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Okay. Mm-hmm. We know that there are going to be a lot of Jews that do flee to the mountains. When that happens, these are the ones that will eventually be saved. They'll eventually call for Jesus to come back. But this ends any kind of speculation that this Antichrist is in fact somebody that the Jewish nation can depend on. They give it all up at that point. They know they've been snookered. Okay. And because he declares himself God in the temple, he suspends all sacrifices that have been restarted. And we already know that they have prepared everything. They've got all the equipment ready to go. All they need is a building to put it in. Everything else is ready. Okay. They've constructed everything. So we know it's coming. We know it's coming quickly. Okay. I said that I thought we had time to get through that one. We don't. I got a minute
left. That's okay.
I got a minute left. So we're going to take that up in the next show. We're going to go through Matthew 24 bit by bit. It's important because like there is a last person or a last play in any football game, there is a last person to accept Jesus Christ before the rapture of the church. That's what this show is all about. We urge you to please accept Jesus Christ. Again, please go to www.lastchristian.net. www.lastchristian.net. There you can keep up with us. That is the official show page for both this newscast and radio show as well as the podcast. And of course, if Jesus allows us to have another show, then we will be back. Like the video, subscribe to the channel here on YouTube. If that's where you're watching us or wherever you're listening to us, we are happy to have you. And again, if Jesus gives us another day, we will be back with another show.
Amen.
So until then, everybody, stay safe, but stay positive. Jesus is coming back. Good night.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here on Revelation Radio. And don't forget to join us every Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central for the Last Christian Podcast, now available on all major podcast platforms and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.